Dearest listeners, friends, brothers and sisters in humanity, Happy New Year 2017 to each of you and your dear ones. My name is Mohammed Safi, a well-known exponent of the amazing, empowering, but misunderstood Quran. I'd like to welcome you to this special podcast titled Empowering Humanity. This is the first in a series that will be coming to you on a regular basis, and I hope that we will be able to stimulate your interest and arrest your attention even with all the years of experience and all the things that you have heard, read, and have witnessed, presented as Islam or the Quran, to give this podcast and its contents your objective and sincere attention and evaluation. It is a great time with a lot of positives, especially when we begin a new year. Everybody almost looks forward to the new year, and most people take the opportunity to wish their dear ones, their friends, their colleagues, their associates, and even people they randomly meet in the public a Happy New Year. They extend warm greetings for good health, happiness, and prosperity without any prejudice or limitation. It is indeed a beautiful time. Almost everybody seemed to be very warm, very happy, very hopeful, and very positive. We all do feel especially very nice and very happy when someone greets us, wishes us, or extends to us good wishes and warm feelings. After all, we are all human beings, and we all have emotions which are tickled positively when people say nice things to us and wish nice things to us. We only hope that those nice things can become a reality. All human beings have wishes. As the popular statement goes, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Almost everybody is a bundle of wishes. But while good wishes are very pleasant, are very encouraging, are very positive, in their own way, they do not, in reality, necessarily mean that the one who receives these good wishes and warm greetings is going to have those things extended to him or her in the warm expressions come through in his life. It is nice for all of us to wish one another good things. And we can see this happening on special occasions, as is the new year. But there is an important question that we all need to ask ourselves. Because year after year, as we do this very nice exercise of reaching out with a special card or via the telephone or social media or even in person to let our dear ones, friends, and others know that we wish them very well. We need to sit back and ask ourselves that along with this very warm and positive expression on our part, what is it that we have done or have been doing or are prepared to do from 2017 to impact the lives of all those people, especially those people whom we consider very, very special to us. According to the Quran is really not a book of religion. It is a book of practical human values and principles and standards that have been revealed and made known to humanity from the beginning of their time and for all times, that they can reflect on these values and extract from them that which is most relevant and becoming for their lives. And the Quran emphasizes that human life, the outcomes of human life, are determined by the actions and activities and efforts that humans put into place. The Quran is replete with examples and expressions where it cautions people who say nice things but have made no plans to put those nice things into reality. You and I, as we embark on a new year, let us continue to reach out to one another, starting with ourselves, starting with members of our family, extending it to our relatives, our friends, our associates, our peers, and all people at large. Let us make 2017 the best of the year so far. Not because the sun and the moon and the stars are going to be different in any way, but because you and I will grasp the opportunity to be different and better to ourselves. It is only when we can become different and better to ourselves and realize the changes that we would like to see in our world that there is hope we'll extend those changes and the benefits of them practically and meaningfully to those who are close and near and far from us. Our world is in the darkness, not because there's a shortage of people who wish goodwill and warm greetings to one another, but our world is in this dark phase and continues ever so often to slip and slide into that arena, primarily because the majority of the people who recognize the wrongs that are being done and recognize the darkness that exists in every corner of the globe seem to be indifferent, seem to do nothing meaningful to prevent the darkness from taking over and allowing light to usher in. Let us all be new to ourselves. Let us all be newer to our family. And let us be better to the general public. This message is first meant for me, and I hope I can be the example to myself. I can be an example to my family and my friends and all those who know me. And I hope you too can do the same, because all of us, especially those of us who want to say they have a relationship with the Quran, it is important to know that Allah does not change the situations or conditions of any people until they embark on changing such situations that they do not want, that they are not comfortable with, starting with themselves and working to bring about those changes in the societies near and far that they live in. I thank you very much for listening, and please stay tuned for our next podcast. Thank you and have a good day.